All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime at via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, so far in OTAs for the New England Patriots this offseason, quarterback Tom Brady has been a no-show. And when you see that, you ask yourself, is there trouble brewing? Now, of course, you know, Brady is a guy who's always been dedicated to perfecting his craft, and he's always led by example for the rest of his teammates within the organization. But you go back to last season, and there's been trouble brewing behind the scenes for the Patriots between Brady, head coach Bill Belichick, and owner Robert Kraft. And of course, it goes back to the situation involving former quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, as Bill Belichick did not want to deal him. And Garoppolo was dealt to the San Francisco 49ers. He really felt that Jimmy G was going to be the guy for the future. And right now, honestly, the present at quarterback for the Patriots. Then you go back to the Super Bowl loss, and of course, there is going to be that cloud that hangs over Bill Belichick for not playing your best corner in Malcolm Butler as the Pats lost that game to the Philadelphia Eagles. And you look at it, you also look at the fact that, you know, there's been questions about whether or not Rob Gronkowski is going to play this year. All signs finally point to him coming in and being on board with the Patriots. But I'll tell you like this, I think that there are still problems within this Patriots franchise, because you look at that Jimmy G situation, you look at the Super Bowl loss, you look at how it went down, there is a lingering effect. And I think this is going to have the same effect for the Patriots that it did for the Seattle Seahawks a few years ago after that infamous, you know, pass on the goal line instead of giving the football to Marshawn Lynch, which led to Brady's fourth Super Bowl championship. And I'll tell you like this, a lot of those guys on that Seahawks team never forgave head coach Pete Carroll for that move. And there are some guys on this Patriots team right now that still have not forgiven Bill Belichick for not playing Malcolm Butler, because you go back to that game, and I don't care what anybody says, you don't bench somebody going into the Super Bowl unless they did something completely egregious. And at some point, if it's about winning a game, and like I said before, that was going to be Malcolm Butler's last game with the Patriots regardless, you go out there and play him, because you also have an obligation to everybody else on that team as far as going out there and winning. And Bill Belichick did not put his team in the best situation to win. So I think there is tremendous carryover with that, and you basically help to blow your chances at winning a sixth Lombardi trophy. And I think there's going to be a hangover this year. Typically, the Patriots breeze through things. They get their 12-4, 13-3 home field advantage. Next thing you know, they're in the AFC championship game. I think things are going to be a little bit different this year. And I think Tom Brady not being there is a sign of things to come. Now, Patriots owner Robert Kraft does expect Brady to be in Foxborough for the mandatory mini camp, which is coming up soon. But still, there is still trouble behind the scenes in Foxborough. It hasn't gotten better for this franchise, and unfortunately, it's not going to get better anytime soon for one of the crown jewels of the NFL in recent years. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.